Hi there. The word for you today is, don't live in regret. In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, Paul writes, godly sorrow brings repentance and leaves no regret. There's the kind of regret that leads to despair because you think God's grace is insufficient to cover your sins. Then there's, quote, sadness used by God, which brings a change of heart and no regret. This kind draws you closer and makes you more dependent on Him. You become, according to Paul, and I'm reading from the Message translation, quote, more alive, more concerned, more sensitive, more relevant, more passionate, more responsible, and you come out with purity of heart. John Walker writes, as the economy closed in, I began to regret not buying a less expensive home. If only I'd bought the cheaper house. If only we'd rented. If only we'd stayed in our first house. I can if only myself into depression and stagnation, where I'm stuck between regret and forward motion. When my focus is not on the one who provides, I let regret become bigger than God. And following that logic, I believe past choices, or an event, or a tragedy, or a compromise, or a mistake I made, is more powerful than the God who spoke the world into existence. We live in if only or what if moments more than we realize. They wrap us up in a sense of hopelessness and paralysis. We fear the bad choices we made and the choices we face. Look, God pours His grace into the present. Our walk is one where we make a decision and stick with it, trusting that even if we do make mistakes, God's big enough to turn them around. When regret becomes ungodly sorrow versus godly sorrow, you find yourself submerged in self-pity. Instead of looking to Him, God, to work things out for the good, remember Romans 8:28, for the good of those who are called according to His purpose. So the word for you today is, don't live in regret. Learn from it and move on.